Your weekend outlook this Friday is brought to you by Tom Potter State Farm. Let Tom Potter quote your insurance. Call 270-965-2284.
In local news this morning, the Crittenden County Grand Jury met in its March session yesterday at City Hall. Three individuals were indicted by the grand jury. Now, a grand jury does not decide guilt or innocence. Rather, it determines whether enough evidence exists to proceed with prosecuting a felony case in circuit court. The prosecution is the sole source of evidence presented to a grand jury. Indicted yesterday was Allison D. Robinson, 25, of Marion. She was indicted on a felony charge of first-degree possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, and other misdemeanor charges. Jerry Rodney Jr., 35, of Clay, was indicted on a felony charge of first-degree second offense, possession of a controlled substance, that's methamphetamine, and other misdemeanor charges. Kevin W. Bingham, 59, of Marion, was indicted on a single felony charge of first-degree possession of a controlled substance. That, too, was methamphetamine. You can read all the details from the grand jury in next week's Crittenden Press. Now I have some information about the area building inspector. We're going to hear from Livingston County Judge Executive Michael Williams about how his county has taken care of an issue with getting an inspector on the job, particularly down at Livingston Hospital, where there's a whole lot of new construction going on.
Yeah, so at the state building inspector office reached out to me advising that our current inspector, Mr. Pat Rhodes, had fell ill and wasn't going to be able to do any other inspections. And so, and my research, just trying to figure out what all that entailed, those people are not easy to come by. We're not mandated to have one. The state will do them, but there's only there's very few of them across the state. Mm-hmm. Meaning, if you do have a commercial building that needs inspected, you'll be put on a waiting list, and that could be a while. And so that slows up progress that you mm-hmm. want to happen quickly. We've got some stuff that is in the middle of. So started reaching out to some other counties. Mr. Rhodes had done Crittenden County. They were in the same problem. So I was able to reach out to Marshall County. That judge executive, Kevin Spraggs, they keep one on full staff as a county employee. He was super responsive and great and just said we can use him. And so we did an interlocal agreement and to where his building inspector will now come over to Livingston at no cost to us whatsoever.
And the impetus for this had something to do with the projects going on in Salem with the
hospital?
Yeah,
so in the middle of trying to get that interlocal agreement signed, sure enough, Livingston Hospital called and said, hey, we need to get a building inspected in the middle of building, in their construction, something needed to be inspected. And so we pushed that through in a special called meeting really quick. And then sure enough, he was down there the very next day.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Judge Williams.
Crittenden County Judge Executive Perry Newcomb also tells me that he is looking for a solution to finding a building inspector for Crittenden County.
This Livingston County News is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, located at 318 West Main Street, Salem. To talk to a crop advisor or schedule an appointment, call 270-988-3770.
And I know most of you are keeping your eye on the skies. This weather's rolling in here. Could be some severe storms. And I spoke to Judge Executive Perry Newcomb and Emergency Management Director Jason Hurley yesterday and asked about storm shelter for Crittenden County now that the courthouse is gone. Typically, they use the basement of the old courthouse, which has now been torn down, for a storm shelter in inclement weather. And now there's really not a place. They're looking for some sort of an option in town, but right now they do not have anything. Judge Newcomb said there is some talk about putting in some storm shelters in different locations around the community, building some new ones with some money he may be able to get through some grants. But as of right now, there is no community storm shelter in Crittenden County. In local obituaries, Dorothy Emma Hickey, 95, of Marion, passed away at her home on March 11th. Gilbert Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. Janet Eisner Westerdorf, age 77, of Marion, died Saturday, March 8th. At Oak View Nursing Home and Rehab Center in Calvert City. She was a longtime cashier at Liberty Fuels in Marion. And just to reiterate something I told you about earlier in the week, starting next week, we are going to trim down the number of newscasts that we do. So the podcast will now be on Mondays and Thursdays. We're going to eliminate one day because of my schedule, honestly. I'm the high school softball coach, and our season gets underway on Monday. And frankly, I just don't have enough time in the day or night to get all this stuff done and still get you the Crittenden Press out every week. So we're going to abbreviate what we're doing. And if everything stays as we predict, as soon as softball season's over, I'll go back to doing Monday, Wednesday, Friday. But for right now, we're going to go with a schedule of Monday and Thursday programs. And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling, buying scrap metal right now. In Crittenden County High School sports, the spring baseball and softball seasons are about to get underway. Regular season opens next week. Lady Rockets play on Monday and the Rockets play on Tuesday. Last night, I was out at the ball field and had an opportunity to talk to Rocket baseball coach Devin Belt and get a little synopsis of what he expects out of this year's Rocket baseball team.
I'm here at Marion Crittenden County Park at Gordon Blue Guest Field. The Rockets are playing a baseball scrimmage against Madisonville. They're going to get their season kicked off Tuesday. Coach Belt, who do you have on Tuesday night?
Yeah, we open the season Tuesday. We're traveling to Draftonville to play Christian Fellowship. We follow that up with our home opener Thursday against Union County, and then finish that weekend here as well. We play a varsity doubleheader Saturday against Fort Campbell and a new opponent we've never played before, John Harden.
Uh-huh. So tell us a little bit about, hit some highlights of your team this year. What do you expect out of these guys?
Yeah, you know, we're a very young team. We're going to start anywhere from 3 to 4 freshmen, and we lost 3 great seniors last year. But really it starts from the top down. You know, we've got 3 seniors that have been here. They're all 4- and 5-year Rockets, and Chase Conyer, Asa McCord, and Caden Travis. And we expect big things from them, and especially in the leadership aspect of it. Quinn Summers is one who's a junior who's really stepped up, playing really well, and I'm excited to see him. And then, you know, we have a couple sophomores and Jackson Duncan and Jake Rich and Davis Perriman and Brady Dayberry that are going to kind of fill in some roles. And then back to those 3 or 4 freshmen, you know, you got Hudson Stokes, who's played a couple years now, who's really coming on. Eli Lavelle stepped up for us already. Zach Rustin is one that's going to see some time behind the plate. And Drake Young's really stepped up and learning to play a couple new positions. So we're very young, but I'm very excited with this group.
This is a team that won 18 games last year, and you're bringing back really you lost some pitching, but bringing back really a great deal of the core of that team.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's one thing that's exciting is, you know, a lot of the pieces that we have are going to be back, and we're just trying to grow on them. And you know, this group here is I'm excited for because, you know, we're able to take some of the things that really hindered us last year and work on those because we're bringing a lot of those same guys back. And we've already seen it in our 2 scrimmages. We scrimmaged 2 tough teams in St. Mary's Monday night and Madisonville tonight. And, you know, we got down early tonight against Madisonville, and we chipped away, and we were right there on the cusp of tying that thing back up. And that's something that last year was really Achilles heel for us. We would really blow up on bad innings. And so it's good that we recognize that and we're learning from it.
All right, Rocket baseball coach Devin Bell.
And I'm not sure how many of you stayed up late last night to watch the Cats come from behind in the last second. Of course, they were way ahead, and a big 14-3 run by Oklahoma in the SEC tournament put Kentucky behind in the final seconds. And then with less than a second left, Oway comes up big with a buzzer beater, actually 0.5 seconds left on the clock,
as Kentucky won that basketball game 85-84. Now that will send the Cats into the quarterfinal round where they will play Alabama in today's session final game, which is going to be somewhere around 8:30 p.m. tonight. Another quarterfinal action, it will be Auburn versus Ole Miss at 1 p.m., Tennessee against Texas, and Florida versus Missouri. The semifinals will be on Saturday and start at noon, and the championship will be at noon on Sunday. And that's it for sports this morning. This is Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.